98.5 Sunshine FM. I'm talking this morning to Tony Mercer, director of Swan Lake on Ice. Welcome to Sunshine FM.
Good morning, Rodney. How are you?
I'm very well, and especially after my Friday night, I went out on a date with my 10-year-old daughter. We had a wonderful time seeing Swan Lake on Ice performed at the Burswood Theatre. It must be a delight to put that sort of a show on.
I mean, it's very satisfying, you know, when you've spent such a long time in creating something, and certainly with the version of Swan Lake that we've created, because I think everybody kind of thinks Swan Lake, we're just going to do an interpretation of the ballet. It's going to be a balletic interpretation. I think, well, you've seen it yourself. Mm. And, you know, I don't think it is an interpretation. What we've done is our own telling of it, and I'm really happy that you enjoyed it.
It was just incredible to watch, to see the skill, the athleticism of those people that were performing. But you didn't just get caught up in that. You were totally caught up in the story. I guess there's so many elements that go to putting that together. It must have taken a long time to get everything just right, everything from the costumes to the sets to having the right people play the right parts.
Oh, very much so. I think we always say from, you know, how long from page to stage, meaning, you know, when you start to write your story and before you actually get the finished result on the stage. And that was 2 years. So it was a show that was 2 years in the planning. But, you know, I'm blessed because around me, you know, I have the Imperial Ice Stars, who were an incredible troop of skaters, and they have over 200 competition medals between them. Sets were designed here in Australia by Eamon Darcy, who was the production designer at the Olympics in Sydney in 2000. And I think he did the most incredibly beautiful set designs, you know, the backdrops that we have for the show. And the costumes, there's about 120 of them, and they were designed by Albina Gabrieva, who's from Stanislavski Theatre in Moscow. So around me are these people who just helped me put this wonderful, wonderful picture together.
You mentioned the sets there, and they were absolutely magnificent. I mean, you'd turn up and just watch it for the sake of the sets. Travelling with a show with those sorts of sets, it must be difficult to take them on the road.
Oh, very much so. I think, again, myself and James Kundal, who's my producing partner, and David Atkins, who's my fellow producing partner, we all have the same mentality towards how we produce a show. And it's not that we're important, that I'm important, James, David's important, Imperial Ice Stars are important. The most important person, and the person that you have to create for, is the person who's buying the ticket. Because, you know, to buy a ticket to go and see a show nowadays is not the cheapest thing in the world, but you have to make an experience for the person who's coming to watch your show. That is why, you know, we invested very heavily inside the production and very heavily inside the set. And I'm glad that you enjoyed it so much. We kind of say, you know, you could come along and just watch the set. It's probably worth the price of a ticket alone. But in doing that, in creating the show of that scale, of that size, you know, a huge amount of lighting's on the stage as well. You create, and the ice rink, you know, not forgetting the ice rink, you create yourself a different monster to deal with, and that is moving it from place to place, from city to city. You know, we have, I think, 22 or 23 technicians whose job it is just to look after the whole of that stage setting.
When you came to the story, of course, Swan Lake has been done so many times by different companies, as you say, mostly ballet companies, and you had to then come out and give your own telling of the story. It's a little bit frightening coming out with a story that is so familiar and so loved by many people to come out with your version of it.
Terrifying. Absolutely terrifying. I think when you have such a story, you know, you have Swan Lake, you have to be careful how you treat it. But the nice thing is with Swan Lake, you have Tchaikovsky's music to begin with. And I think that's the greatest foundation you can have when you're creating. And I'm fortunate in some ways because I live in Moscow. And when we sort of sat down to start work on the production, I had the ability to pop into the Imperial Theatres or the Bolshoi and have a look at the original records or the original notes. And, you know, I had the privilege of seeing some of the notes that Tchaikovsky had made when he was writing the music. So, well, it's a terrifying experience. I had the backup of all this material, and Tim Duncan, who did all my musical arrangements, who's, well-versed in all Tchaikovsky's music. The task became less terrifying and became more enjoyable. The only time I sort of sat and I was shaking slightly was when we came to the premiere in Sydney just about 8 weeks ago, 9 weeks ago. And you think, I'm convinced that what I've done is correct. You know, in what I've created, I have a belief in what I create, only because I probably wouldn't say I'm the most talented director in the world or the talented choreographer in the world, but I do feel I have the correct feel as to what the audience might enjoy to see. So I have a belief in what I can do and the ability of my performers and my production team, but you still get nervous. And I had that. I was trembling slightly come premiere night because I had treated the story slightly differently than you may see in the ballet. And, you know, there's elements inside of the production which were things that I think Tchaikovsky originally wanted to create, and I wanted to bring those out, and my production or my version of Swan Lake does that. Certainly, you know, we separate the characterizations of A Debt and a Deal. They're not, you know, performed by one performer. They're actually, I separate the two characterizations. And plus the fact I've had a little twist at the very end as well. And when you do things like that, Rodney, of course, you are nervous about how people are going to see it. You know, it's, so I did, I trembled a little bit in Sydney. But I would say that's the same wherever I go to, whichever state, city, country you go to with a production anyway. And even bringing it to Perth, because the distance between, you know, Sydney and Perth, and people are different wherever you go. How was Perth going to see it? So again, you know, slight trepidation even on Friday night.
Some great elements of humour in the show too.
Thank you. I think, again, you know, you're there to entertain people. And while Swan Lake is a fairly, it's a serious telling of a story. It's a very tragic story. And but I do believe that inside of that, there were certain things that you can, and I think you have to, you know, I like to make people smile. You know, the greatest compliment that I can get as a creator is to watch how the audience have reacted to the show at the very end. And I do want to see people go out smiling, not only at the end, but also during the performance as well.
And a lot of surprises throughout the night too. And I guess that's the thing, that you never know what's going to come next, whether it's something to do with the lighting or something that the skaters do or whatever it might be. There's just surprises throughout the whole evening.
Thank you very much. Again, I think, you know, that's part of what you create. And I have a lot of ideas, and I like to bring those ideas to life on a stage, and I kind of hope that they appeal. So if they've caught your imagination, then I'm pleased. Thank you very much for the compliment. But yes, you want to do little things. I think not giving too many surprises away. People have been shocked by how we managed to get fire blazing on an ice rink, just in little things. And, you know, aerial acrobatics. The show's not just about telling of, you know, Swan Lake and Tchaikovsky's music and great ice skating. Aerial acrobatics take place inside the show, fire on ice, stilt skating, which people are amazed by the two stilt skaters. Not to say that we've turned this into a circus, but I think they're all subtly put inside the production.
There's all those elements that go on top of the story, but you're not just looking at those sort of surprise elements or the humour and taking them just as themselves. You're taking it as part of the telling of the story, and I think it works in very well. Certainly, it's something that is going to appeal, I'm sure, to all ages. You must have had a whole range of different people heading along and seeing the show.
We have indeed. I think people are always, you know, I think in the past, ice skating has tended to sort of sit in that category, which is it's for children. I don't think it's had that. I don't think it's been correctly marketed in the past, or maybe just the way that ice skating has been performed. It's either been a competition sport, you watch it when the Olympics are on, or you might see it when, you know, there's another company touring around and you just take the children to it. I think in this, I wanted to create a production that I felt was adult friendly. I mean, and of course, to yourself and to your daughter, I kind of hope it appeal to both of you. But you want to create entertainment where it's A, safe to take your children to. You know that it's a great introduction to theatre for them. But I just want to make great family entertainment.
And it's remarkable in this day and age to go along to some sort of performance where there's not a word spoken, where there's no announcements before the curtain goes up, the lights just dim, the music comes on, and just straight away you're entertained from start to finish.
Well, again, thank you very much. You know, it's can you come and work for me, please? Can you do my marketing? I think no, you try to do that. That's what you set out to achieve. Again, there isn't a word spoken, but I think, you know, Tchaikovsky's music is a great vehicle, if I could say, for telling a story. And you know, the Imperial Ice Stars, as I mentioned, they have all these competition medals between them. But on top of that, I think, you know, it's not just about the great ice skating or the elements that they can perform. You know, triple axels, Beelmans, death spirals. They're not only great masters of that, but I also think that they're great portrayers of a story or tellers of a story through what I call mime, if that makes sense. Not that they're mimicking anything, but in their ability to use their bodies. And I always say to them when I'm doing auditions or they've joined the Imperial Ice Stars, all right, you might have that gold medal or 10 gold medals in your back pocket. You might be able to do backflips, but what we need to show on the stage is people need to believe that you are a debt or that you are Rothbart. You have to tell a story as well. So what I try to achieve inside the performance is the combination of what I call elements, an element being a lift or a jump, that they're not just there for the sake of doing a jump, but it has to be part of the story. And we did spend, you know, 8 weeks in Moscow creating the performance on ice. And we were working there, 9, 10 hours a day. I let them have Sunday off. But that's how long we work for to achieve what we've got to, if you like. And I'm pleased at this moment in time with the result that we've created. And I'm delighted that, you know, you've perceived it in the way, or you've seen it in the way that I wanted it to be seen.
The Imperial Ice Stars, each one of them is very talented in the way that they perform, but there must be an incredible closeness in the team, an amazing amount of trust, because when people are being swung around with heads missing the sets by mere centimetres, you'd have to really trust your co-stars, wouldn't you?
Well, again, you have to, and I think what's happened is all the performers, they're all from Russia, the Imperial Ice Stars, and a lot of them have been, they've known each other since they were 4 years old or 5 years old. Certainly the main pair, Vadim, who skates Prince Siegfried, and Olga Sharatenko, who performs Odette. I mean, they've known each other since they were 6 years old. They came up through the ranks, if you like, in ice skating training, went on to represent Russia together, not as a pair, because I eventually paired them together when they joined my company. So they do know each other very well. Yes, they have to be trusting, because, you know, their life is in somebody else's hands. But I think that comes down to their talent.
They're doing such a wonderful job, and the show continues until Sunday. I would recommend that anyone gets along and just really enjoys it. It's a wonderful show. What's next for the Imperial Ice Stars?
It's really hard to sort of say right at this moment in time. For us, we created Sleeping Beauty, and the original intention with Sleeping Beauty on Ice, which performed here in Perth a couple of years ago, was that we thought the show would have a life of maybe 6 months, and that show ran for 2 years. We were delighted. And thank you, Australia, and certainly thank you to Perth, because when we came to Perth the last time, we brought a number of journalists and producers from around the world to have a look at it, and that helped play a huge part in the success of Sleeping Beauty. And it ran for 2 years, and we hadn't anticipated that. So we've created Swan Lake, and already Swan Lake has a schedule of two and a half years' work. So what's going to come next? At this moment in time, I don't know. I can tell you that, and this is not, I'm not just being complimentary to Perth, but what we have done is we've set the performing week so that we'll bring back our new show, and it will have its world premiere here in Perth, such has been the reaction to the show that we get here, and hope that any other producer feels comfortable and confident as we do to bring our shows here. On the Black Border, if I could say, or on the short list, Romeo and Juliet, maybe. We'll do an interpretation of that to Ice. Barnum, as a possibility, is another story that we'd like to look at. Another one that's been discussed is Cats, to do an interpretation of that onto Ice. Or even something in the way that Cirque du Soleil do, because Cirque du Soleil don't come out with another story. What they tend to do is they bring their own productions to life. Maybe we might do something like that. But for the time being, we're just going to enjoy ourselves. Our plan is here is to entertain everybody here at the Burswood until Sunday, move on to Canberra, and then we're going to take the show over to the UK, and we just hope that, you know, people will enjoy it around the world as much as, you know, people here in Perth are enjoying it at this moment in time.
98.5 Sunshine FM, speaking this morning to Tony Mercer, who's the director of Swan Lake on Ice, playing at the Burswood Theatre until Sunday. Tony, it's been a delight to talk to you. Thanks so much for giving us your time.
And will you come and join our marketing team?
For sure.
Thank you very much.